Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, anytime you get asked about your schedule, you always say it is what it is. You can't really do much about it. But being without a bye week after Thanksgiving seems very bizarre to me. How odd has your practice routine been with all these weeks off?
I don't know. The first bye, I really liked the first bye because we just, you know, with such a new group, you know, we had a lot of things to work on, and we felt that we just needed a little bit of a sample size after that Arizona State series to work on some things. And I thought that was what the doctor ordered. You know, is this the second bye we've had, Schultze?
Third.
Third? Where was the second one?
Like 3 weeks. Week four, maybe.
Oh boy, then that is odd. No, it is odd. Then, yeah. No, I'm reflecting back, and you're spot on right there. So, no, it is interesting what with all these buys, and you know, I wish we had one more the second half of the year, but we don't. So, but I think right now, like I told you at the press conference yesterday, again, right now it's just about keeping the guys fresh and having good energy and don't overcoach and don't overdo things as far as these bye weeks. And that's what most teams do. Most teams, it's just splits and it's small games and just things like that, because again, that keeps the guys interested.
2 weeks ago at Northern, a three-goal third period, a great way to finish a weekend. You had a lot of defensemen involved in the scoring. We've talked about it over the course of, you know, the first 2 months of the season, but you need balance. You need that. And with veterans, you can lean on them for a little more offense, can't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, those are the guys at the end of the day, you're looking down the bench. Those guys with experience, you know, those grizzled veterans, they're the ones who have to come through for you. And you're banking on them. You're counting on them.
Looking at some minutes, ice time minutes for the league, Wills Mullick is leading the CCHA with almost 26 minutes a game. Elias Rosen's right behind him. They play so much in special teams. They play, you know, every other time out over the boards, it seems, in five-on-five situations. Is there ever a concern of using those guys too much?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but again, sometimes, again, using them too much sometimes is still, they're still pretty effective, Schultz. And that's, they've earned that over the years, and they've earned our trust, Will's been eating a lot of minutes since his freshman year. So is he eating 26? No, but he's been eating a lot of minutes, and you know, we're obviously putting him on the, he's getting more power play minutes now than he had in the past. But he can handle it. He can handle it. He's big. He's strong. And I think a guy like Will, how he can handle it, because he's pretty much a defensive defenseman. He stays back and he defends. He's not jumping up that often, so it's a little easier for him. For Rosie, a little tougher. And at times maybe we will overuse Rosie a little bit, but at the end of the day, I mean, you're banking on your money guys, and there are money guys.
I don't know if these stats were kept back when Zach Whitecloud was here, Brad Hunt was here, but were those guys close to 26?
Not a chance. No, not a chance. Not a chance. No, not like Will Zamolik. We've played Will Zamolik more than, you know, any defenseman since I've been here. The other one I can think of right now, Tommy Muck, we played a lot. You know, we played Mucker a lot. And, you know, we played Will a lot. And I can't remember Mucker's minutes, but they're not in Will's category.
Hmm. When you look at your lineup, there's been an awful lot of consistency. I know you always want to, you know, get guys into the game, and it's hard to not. But when things are going, quite honestly, as up and down as your offense has, do you feel a need that you've got to stick with it a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. And, I mean, you do. I mean, every game brings, you know, kind of a different mindset and a different mentality for a coach. You got to see how things are going. You got to see how different lines are going, how different players are doing, and that's going to dictate too what you're going to do. But I think we're at a point where we do probably play Rosie a lot, we play Will a lot, so we hopefully will have a little more balance with our forward lines though.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. North Dakota weekend, Tom, is always a weekend that your fans circle on the calendars. It's great for the economy, it's great for your fans, it's great for their fans. It's an all-around win-win weekend, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a great weekend. Everybody's excited. The people in Grand Forks, the people in Bemidji, and there's always a vibe in the air.
There is no doubt that these are non-conference games that have a little more giddy up in their step. Would you agree?
They all do, Schultze, and I'm not going to put this one over any other non-conference game. Every one of our games are very important, whether they're conference or non-conference, just because of the way the structure is of college hockey.
Early in the pregame show tonight, I was talking about, you know, what you guys are thankful for and what the fans can be thankful for, and one of them was, hey, we get a Division I team in our backyard. That's number one thing to be happy about and thankful for. The other is that you do bring this year Minnesota, St. Cloud, Duluth, and North Dakota into this building. I realize that can't happen every year, but you're doing that for the fans, correct?
Well, again, for you're darn right. I mean, they're the program. The fans are the program. The fans and the alumni are the program, and it's great that we can have these teams in the, at the Sanford Center and coming to Bemidji and showcasing our beautiful arena and our unbelievable community.
This to me is not a quote unquote typical North Dakota team where you can point to one guy and say, "Watch out for that guy." They score a bunch. They've given up a bunch. What have you noticed out of this year's team?
We just watched a little bit of video, obviously, last weekend, and I obviously watched more of the special teams. But at the end of the